Reviews and ratings. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 22. Please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help the show get found. You have heard this 1,000 times. You have probably said it yourself. I am sorry to tell you this, but it is a lie. Reviews do not help your podcast rank in the charts. Apple has confirmed this. The top charts algorithm is based on 3 things: the number of new followers in the last 24 hours, the completion rate of your episodes, the velocity of downloads. It does not care if you have 5 stars or 1 star. It does not care if you have 10 reviews or 10,000 reviews. So why do we obsess over them? Reviews are social proof. They are for humans, not robots. When a stranger lands on your show page, they look at the reviews to decide, is this show worth my time? If you have 0 reviews, it looks like an empty restaurant. People don't like to eat at empty restaurants. So yes, get some reviews to make your show look credible. But stop thinking that reviews are a marketing engine. They are not. If you want to help the show get found, you need to change your call to action. Don't ask for a review. Ask for a share. If you found this tip useful, please text this episode to one friend who needs to hear it. That action brings in a new listener. That new listener hits follow. That follow tells the algorithm you are growing. That growth moves you up the charts. Stop chasing vanity numbers. Chase actual listeners. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about podcast statistics and which numbers actually matter. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.